Town Talk Media Productions presents this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you will get information and insight of what's happening around our area, including our cities, counties, schools, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. We are the voice for West Texas. And now here's Town Talk. Good morning. Welcome to the Town Talk Show. Today, it is myself as the host and my good friend Eric Martinez from the YMCA. Good morning, Eric. How are you doing
today? Morning. Good morning.
It has been a yesterday was blustery and sandy.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it being spring and having to wear a jacket. Mm-hmm. That is not.
Yeah, and this morning it was what a 30 degree wind chill. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm not down for that. I saw next week is supposed to get under freezing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. So you are not supposed to plant anything till May 1st.
Is that right? Garden and stuff?
Yeah, you know, my meemaw, Papa used to say that. I guess because
there's no chance of it freezing after May 1st.
Supposedly, I guess. Now, if you live up in Pampa, Texas, I've seen it snowballs at May 2nd up there one time, and it was mm-hmm. it was thick. So, but we're not here to talk about Pampa and the snow. We're here to talk about Brownfield YMCA.
Yes,
so,
sir.
What is going on at the YMCA?
Well, right now we just finished up our boys and girls basketball season, and the postseason teams are playing in a tournament this weekend in Levelland.
All right.
So we're excited to see them get a tournament in. The way that usually works is at the end of basketball and baseball, softball right now, the coaches will select the postseason team. We'll get them some, you know, Brownfield jerseys, and they'll pick a tournament somewhere around here and go play a little bit extra, those 12 kids. And so they're doing that this weekend. We're excited to see how they fare in a Levelland tournament. And then we just finished up sign-ups for boys and girls baseball and softball.
All right.
Over 400 boys and girls playing from 3 years old up to 14 playing baseball and softball.
Wow. That is a I think you know this. You might know this. I don't know if you know this. I'm not a softball or baseball fan. If my kids wanted to play, yeah, let's do it. Whatever, yeah. You know, because that's just what you do. But I cannot handle sitting there.
I remember you saying that last time, and yeah. Since then I've had you on the prayer list. And I've decided that if you need to confess and need to repent, then I can. There's a wall right here. I mean, we can make it happen.
There's only one mediator between us and God. Jesus. But 400 kids. I mean, that's how popular softball and baseball is in our community.
Yeah, it's always the biggest program that we run as far as numbers. It takes the most effort. You know, I'm probably looking at 170 games that we'll play over the next 8 weeks.
Wow.
It's
just an eight-week program.
Eight-week program.
My goodness.
Yeah. We've been really fortunate here in Brownfield to have six baseball fields.
Right.
We'll talk about, you know, there's some excitement because we'll be renewing those or getting brand new ones over
right.
there. But that helps us be able to do these games where, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday I'm running games. Mondays and Thursdays, I run my older kids, what we call our competitive leagues. Mm-hmm. So once you turn 7, mm-hmm. all the way up to 14, you're in competitive sports.
Right.
It's still recreational, so it's not people bringing in their own teams.
Right.
You still have to enter a draft. Right. You still have to be chosen for the recreation part of it. But from 7 and up, it's competitive. We're keeping score. Mm-hmm. We have a first place trophy, second place trophy at the end of the year, and then everybody else gets a medal. But you know, you're competing for those
right.
first two spots in the league, and so we play those games on Mondays and Thursdays for the most part, mm-hmm. Mainly because a lot of these more experienced kids also play travel ball
right.
and they play on the weekends, and so right. we try and let them take a break, play rec, play with their
right.
friends, and then they can get a little more serious on the weekends. The other kids, what we call non-competitive, which is T-ball and coach pitch, mm-hmm. They play Tuesdays and Fridays. And so we've got games all week long. So, Eric,
wow.
As much as you dislike it, if you want to just get a laugh,
yeah.
come to a T-ball game
yeah.
on a Tuesday or Friday. Be out there at 6 o'clock. We run 6 to 7 or 6 to 6:50 and 7 to 7:50, and just watch these little 3 and 4 year olds play some t-ball, and you'll get an ab workout.
I may have to take one of the radios out there and broadcast it. Look at little Johnny.
There's a shot to the shortstop, and oh no, 10 of them are piled on top of each other trying to get the ball.
The coach is dragging them off each other.
And Johnny's running to third instead of first.
that would probably be.
It's a lot of fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah, I know that the kids love it. The program, the YMCA program, you took over how many years ago now?
I've won 4 years. So I've been there for a year.
You've been a full year.
You're in 3 months.
Yeah, that's right. I knew that. Mm-hmm. And with that, it has, I like to give credit where credit is due. I think that is the right thing to do. Under your helm, I guess you can say, the YMCA has really grown a lot, hasn't it?
You know, a lot of time was put in before I got there between the different leagues that are in town. The city was really the ones that pushed it. They began this idea probably 2 or 3 years ago that every sport in Brownfield that had to do with recreation would run through one umbrella, one group that ran all the sports.
Right.
Because for years and years and years, Eric, and in every small town that I know, for the most part, each league is run by a whole different board, a whole different president, a whole different group.
Right.
You know, I can remember just even 2 years ago, girls softball didn't start until almost a month after boys baseball.
Oh, wow.
Because girls basketball was run by a different league than boys basketball, and they started later.
Right.
And so it was a constant just back and forth. Well, kids are here. Nope. Call this person. Nope. They have sign up. They have 3 sign-ups. One is at the Chamber. One's at United. Yeah. One's at Dairy Queen. I mean, it was just all over the place. And you just had to really get lucky and find out and get out there and get it. And the city really wanted to see some sort of unity. Mm-hmm. But nobody really wanted to volunteer and take on basically a full-time program director job in Brownfield.
Well, and reconstruct it.
Yeah, and just set it all up from scratch. So when I walked in, you know, I've run multiple programs in this town. I've been on the basketball board, baseball board. And the YMCA is a great nonprofit organization that specializes in the fitness side of things, as well as the local recreational sports side of things.
Right.
So when Plainview started the Y in Brownfield, that was one of their goals. They wanted to obviously have a 24-hour gym, which we have, offer low prices, an opportunity with, you know, even help if there's a family out there that can't afford the $57 a month. You can come and apply for assistance, and we offer that. Last year alone, the YMCA of Plainview, Brownfield, and Tulio gave away $60,000 in assistance.
Oh, wow.
Towards programs and towards gym memberships. And so that kind of thing, Eric, was ripe for harvest.
Yeah.
And so when I walked in, I knew the board president of every single sport and said, hey, come on. Yeah. You know, we'll take care of all the behind-the-scenes admin. You still run your program, but without all the headaches. You don't have to order jerseys. You don't have to make schedules. You don't have to, you know, have somebody there to take money. You don't have to do registration. You don't have to set up the rosters. We'll do that for you.
Right.
Essentially, me, you know, that's one of my main jobs at the Y is to run these programs.
Yeah.
And so part of the, you know, money that comes into the Y helps to come back to pay me so that I can then run all these programs for Brownfield.
Yeah.
But it's a really unique thing for anybody coming into town or anybody who has a young kid that's growing up to ask the question, hey, where can I go to find out what's going on where my kid can play sports?
Right.
You go to one place.
The Y.
Right now, you go to 1601 Lubbock Highway. Here, hopefully in the next month, you'll go to 301 South First Street. And we've got somebody there at the office that you can just come in and say, hey, what do you guys offer?
Right.
All right, here this year, here are 18 different programs that your child can participate in the 2018 calendar year. And that's a great thing to have, you know. And so I work really hard with my employees to let them know what's going on so they can answer questions. But I get a lot of phone calls, a lot of Facebook messages about, hey, when does this start? When does that start? Right now we got baseball, softball, and we're also doing flag football.
Good.
First time we've ever run it in the spring. We've got one team in each division. So we've got a 10 and up, a 7 to 9, and a 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing teams from Lubbock. We're doing half our games here, half our games there.
Okay, good.
And this, our Brownfield group was really smart, and they all picked the Dallas Cowboys to be their team.
Well, that was very wise.
So very wise
of
them.
You don't want to pick the other team.
Yeah, no, you don't.
There'll always be the other team.
Another Texas team. Yeah, I go with the Texans. Team, we could do that, but I'm not.
See,
really.
I hated that they took the Texans. Anybody? They should. Anyway.
Yeah, because it, you know, yeah. Oilers.
Yeah, come on.
I know, that was pretty cool. Yeah. So, you know, it was it's neat to see these new programs being run and to see kids that are getting involved in the spring. So we just got those three teams going, ordered their jerseys, and ordered all my baseball, softball jerseys, and we'll have opening day on April 14th. A lot of people are still asking if they can sign up. Eric, I'll tell you, and you know, so people can hear it if they go back and listen to this. But you can sign up. Even up to now, but the problem is some teams are full. Mm-hmm. And by full, what that means is, you know, I don't like to, in certain divisions, I don't like to put more than 12 kids on a team.
Sure.
Because it's really hard for a coach to manage a team when you can only put 9 mm-hmm. on the field and you have 14.
Yeah.
You know, that means every other inning you're trying to find a place for 6 kids.
Right.
And so it's not fair to the coach. It's not fair to the players. There's a lot of kids sitting on the bench, and this is recreational sports. We don't like that. Mm-hmm. So I max out at 12.
Yeah.
Well, in some leagues, I've got 4 teams, and each team has 12.
Yeah.
And so if you're trying to get into that, unless somebody drops, I just can't.
Right.
I can't do that.
Right.
And so in the younger leagues, same way. You know, you're playing T-ball, and you got one coach, and you got 15 3-year-olds out there. Well,
oh yeah,
it makes it kind of tough.
Oh, yeah.
And so we top those out at 8 to 9.
Wow.
And so I've got, you know, 5 teams. They all have 9 players. I can't go anymore.
Right.
If another coach was to step up, hey, we'd fill that team up.
Right.
But with this late in the year, you know, we have a few stragglers that are trying to get in. And if I have an open spot, you know, we go ahead and get you in.
Sure.
But for the most part, it's shut down and flag football shut down. Jerseys are ordered. And we're getting ready for summer, which we have a lot of stuff going in the summer as well.
Well, with that, we will take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about summer. And then I want to ask you a question about indoor soccer.
Okay.
I want to say we had it. I can't
we did.
Remember. Okay.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
At Clinic Pharmacy, we monitor all your prescriptions so you don't have to. Why is that important? It's vital for your pharmacist to check for drug-to-drug interactions with every prescription you fill. And with more than 136,000 prescription drugs available in the United States, you need a caring, dedicated pharmacist to be sure that one prescription you're taking won't interact negatively with a new prescription. Caring for your health is what our professionals do best. That's Clinic Pharmacy, 901 Tahoka Road here in Brownfield, 637-7049.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
B&S Heating, Air Conditioning, and Construction, where a handshake means something. Actively serving Brownfield, Denver City, Lamesa, Lubbock, Seminole, and Tahoka, B&S offers an array of services, whether it be AC and heating repair and installation or residential repair, remodeling, and metal construction. B&S has you covered. Call Mark Slocum at 806-759-8200 or Mark Bearden at 806-759-8046 for your next project.
If you're looking for small-town charm and the best food in West Texas, the Triple D has it all. Lunch is served Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 with live music, wine, and great food on Friday evenings. They pride themselves on serving the best Texas wine and are proud to be in the heart of Terry County, the great capital of Texas. Swing by the Triple D located at 519 West Main in Brownfield or give them a call at 806-637-0243. Like them on Facebook for daily lunch specials, events, and more. Come on in and grab a table. They'd love to have you at the Triple D.
Brownfield ISD, providing opportunities for all students to excel, exhibiting success in academics, athletics, and band, staying in front of technology using smart boards, iPads, and Google Books, great facilities, including a state-of-the-art indoor practice field and training center. Uncover the opportunity. Brownfield ISD, committed to excellence.
We're back here on the Town Talk Show.
We're back.
And this is Eric Horton. Alongside me is a good friend of mine, Eric Martinez. Ministry buddies.
Two preachers on the radio.
E-squared. That's kind of cool, isn't it? And so
This could get long and winded.
Yeah, it could. It very well could. Very well could. So, summer's coming up. There's about, I think there's, what, 8 weeks left for schools? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty close.
8 weeks till my daughter graduates high school, and I have a tear in my eye and because she's going to A&M. And so...
Long ways away.
The other school. So let's talk about camps coming up and what y'all do during the summer.
All right. Well, again, a new opportunity came up for us in my first year as a director of the YMCA, and we partnered with Brownfield ISD to run all the summer camps for the coaches. It was a really great partnership. And the way that worked was every year for a while now, each coach of each major sport has held a camp. You know, three or 4 days or a week long for each of their prospective sports for the community.
Right.
They charge them, you know, $20, $25 to do the camp. They get a free T-shirt.
Yeah.
And they get to be out there with the head coaches of the high school, and they get to learn and grow and get some of the fundamentals done. Mm-hmm. And so I approached our former athletic director last year and asked him if the Y could partner. So what would happen was the Y would do, again, all the administration, all the sign-ups, the T-shirt order, everything would be done, insurance coverage would be done at the Y, and all the coach had to do was show up and run the camp.
Yeah.
No paperwork, no nothing. Just show up, have your coaches ready, run
Smile,
the camp.
Don't yell at the kid.
Right. And then at the end of that program, we gave a portion of the money we received back to that program because a lot of these coaches use that as a fundraiser to for their program.
Yeah.
And so depending on how many kids you brought in would depend on how much we gave back to the program.
Sure.
So, for instance, the tennis program was the most attended as far as numbers.
Oh, wow.
And so we wrote a $400-plus check from the YMCA right back to the tennis program for allowing us to – and we just took a small admin fee for us using our people to run their program. And then we gave money back to the tennis program, and all he had to do was show up and run the camp.
That's good.
So it worked out really well. So be ready this summer. One of the fastest-growing programs we have is summer track. I really want to push summer track, because it is an excellent, excellent program for young kids.
Yeah.
It starts at 3 years old, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
3-year-olds have hurdles. Believe it or not,
they need to learn.
They run a 50-meter hurdle.
Wow!
Now the hurdle is only, you know, 6 inches off the ground.
Oh yeah!
But you still teach them the correct, you know, how to jump and, but none of them do it right. They run, they stop, they do a bunny hop, and then they run, you know, or something, and they're waving in the stands.
As old as I am, I just walk around.
Yeah, you just walk around it pretty much.
I'm scared.
So it is a really, really neat program. It's for ages 3 and up. We run all the way through high school. We have high school kids that'll show up and they'll run the bigger events, the 800, the mile.
So it's 3 and up all the way to high school.
3 and up all the way through high school.
I didn't. Okay.
There are four cities that participate. So Brownfield, Plains, Grady, and New Home is coming in this year. Sundown has also brought some here and there in the summer, but they don't have a full program. They'll just a few parents kind of coming in bringing kids. And we'll run three track meets. So we'll have a track meet in Brownfield, one in Grady, and one in Plains.
Oh, wow.
And if you've got a young kid, we do 2 days of workout during the week. It's in the morning, which is kind of tough for some parents. But, you know, if you get a grandparent or a friend or somebody to pick them up and swing them over to the track, we run about an hour workout. We teach them how to long jump. They have a field event called the softball throw instead of the shot put. And so they get to do that. And then the little kids run the 50 and the 100, and they also run the relay.
Yeah.
And so it is hilarious to watch. And so the little ones do probably about 4 or 5 events they can compete in. As you get older, you get to do a lot more. Mm-hmm. Including high jump and some of those things. But it's a great program. It's $25 just like everything else.
Yeah.
And it runs for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so really you're getting a good 12 workouts plus 3 track meets. for under $30.
Yeah, wow.
It's cheap.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And it gives those kids something to do, and they love doing it, and they love competing, and it's a blast.
Yeah.
And so we'll host the Brownfield track meet, and then we'll have these two at the other places. So that's it this summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Keeps them.
For kids that, especially the little ones, you know, some of the other sports that we do, you can't really do basketball until you're in kindergarten. You can't do let's see, some of the other stuff. Basketball, volleyball you can't do till you're older. Flag football you can't do till you're older. Tackle football you can't do till you're older. But running, hey, we can get you running early.
Run early, yeah.
Yeah, and so it doesn't take a lot of real coordination. It's just, hey, can you pick your feet up, and can you move fast? And if so, and even if you can't, just get out there and compete and have
really
some fun
neat.
With it.
So now And that's a program. Is it like a camp program also?
So summer track is run with the summer programs,
okay.
But it's run much longer. So it's almost like a sport. I'd say summer track is really a sport since it's 3 weeks because the other ones are camps, and they only run 3 to 4 days.
Right.
But we lump it in with all the other summer programs just because of how it works.
How about basketball and football? How does that –
So we have multiple football programs. Right now we have our spring flag. In the fall, we will have tackle football, which is run with HPYFL, which is Brownfield Post, La Mesa, Sundown, Littlefield, and some teams out of Lubbock.
High Plains.
High
Plains.
High Plains Youth Football League is what it's called.
Okay.
But we'll also run a flag football fall season as well.
Okay.
And it runs 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And so we have two football programs. But the great thing about the way the Y is set up now, Eric, and parents need to know this, we never overlap sports.
Yeah.
There's never a time. Now, the practices may overlap.
Right.
So, for instance, you had a question about indoor soccer. Flag football finishes, and then indoor soccer begins the next Saturday.
Okay.
And so you may have a couple practices overlap where you're finishing up your flag football season and, you know, you've got flag football practice Monday and soccer practice Tuesday and then your last flag football game and award Saturday and then your next indoor soccer game the next Saturday. That can happen. But their sports never overlap.
Yeah.
With the exception of spring baseball and flag football. But again, because the Y is running all the programs, flag football games are only on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Baseball and softball games are only during the week.
Ah.
So if you're one of them parents that just likes to be involved in everything, and we have some of those, you do both.
Yeah.
And because all those sports are being run under one umbrella, I can logistically organize all of our sports to never really overlap.
Exactly.
And so that works out great. An interesting thing we'll have in the fall is we'll have a volleyball program for the girls.
Oh, good. Good, yeah.
That is going to be a huge, brand-new program for us that we didn't run last year because they ran it in the spring, and spring's just really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing for girls to do in the fall in Brownfield. There's football for the boys, and some of the girls play flag football, but there's not a girl specific sport. And so we'll run volleyball in the fall. We're also in talks with our board. This isn't official, but we're looking at our year cheer program.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a non-competitive program in that they're not going to compete in the big.
Right.
But they are going to. We have a halftime show set up at a Texas Tech basketball game.
Oh wow!
At a Lubbock Christian basketball game. At some Brownfield basketball games. And so that's what they would be preparing for.
Right.
Is they're learning all the skills of cheer. Plus, they're getting to go and
perform
at some of these bigger events and venues. And there are some they will go and compete in some non-competitive places. Like Lubbock has a non-competitive cheer big event, and so they'll get to do that, plus the Harvest Festival.
Yeah.
And so some of these are the all-year cheer program. We also have a cheer program that runs in the fall that cheers for our HPYFL kids. So we're looking at a lot of programs like that. Dance, you know, we tried to start the dance program back up.
Yeah.
It didn't go. I think parents just weren't sure about some. We're still trying to go to Lubbock and things.
Yeah.
I'd love to give that a shot again. And once we get our new multi-purpose facility coming up, hopefully in the next month, if we got time, we'll chat about that for a minute. You know, we would love to run those programs out of our current YMCA.
That'd be really awesome. And going back to the cheer, you know, UIL has now allowed
competitive
cheer.
It is now
so this can help
program.
These girls get a little bit more acquainted about competitive cheer.
Right.
And I was wondering if they were ever going to do that or not. But, I mean, you pretty much have to do somersaults and I don't know, that kind of stuff. But yeah. So the building, it is coming along.
That's right. The roof is completely, or the new trusses are all in. And so now they're putting the roof on this week. So it'll be dried up. They'll begin to work cleaning up the inside of the mess that was made, taking off a roof. And then we should be breaking ground and putting the cement down for the new addition. It's going to be around 500 square feet, and it's going to be just a multi-purpose fitness room. It's going to be called the J. Ferg Pros Fitness Room. They donated $30,000 towards the this facility, adding on to this to the YMCA. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, Eric, but the YMCA is a nonprofit organization.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things we do very cheap, and we try and keep them very affordable. So the more the community and the businesses support the Y, the better the Y is going to be.
Absolutely.
In Plainview, you know, they have a full-service Y with an indoor pool and racquetball courts and all those things, and people come to me and say, why don't we have that? We can have that. Mm-hmm. We can have that if the community and the businesses in our community will step up and say, hey, we want to help the Y grow.
Yeah.
And so help me add on this fitness room by making a donation. It's a nonprofit. We're a 501c3.
Right.
You get an immediate tax write-off and a letter from us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to help us put a flooring in it. You know, we're going to have the shell, but we still haven't built the rest of it.
Exactly.
We need to put flooring in it. We need to put equipment in it. We need to add air conditioning to it. We need to get the electrical done on the inside. All those things are things that the community can help with.
Right.
You know, help us add on. Let's see if we can add on to the back and add a couple racquetball courts. How awesome would that be?
Oh, I love racquetball.
You know,
I'm good at it, but I like it.
I love playing it, yeah. I mean, we could do those things, but the community are going to be the ones that say, hey, you know what, we want the Brownfield YMCA to be the best that it can be.
Right, right.
And so the only way we're going to do that is businesses saying, hey, you know what, every year in January, I'm going to make part of my budget to give $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. Into a nonprofit organization in our community that's reaching our community.
Yeah.
They've got a full-service 24-hour gym. They're running 18 different sports for our kids. They've got a workout facility for spin and aerobics and all this. They got racquetball courts. They've got – we can have those things in Brownfield, Eric, but it's going to take the community stepping up. And that's one of my biggest goals moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Is that I can get the community to start to give in what's called an annual campaign to help us make the Y better.
Mm-hmm.
If you want new machinery in there, you want the cool new stair stepper that just came out, make a donation to the Y specifically for that piece of equipment.
Right.
We'll go buy it.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll put it in there and then come use it all that you want.
Exactly.
So it's things like that that I think people don't really understand how the Y works.
Right.
Because we're not a for profit, you know. We're not going to go out there and up our prices and start selling, you know, to make money things out of our because we can't legally we can't.
Right.
And so we have to be very careful about how we approach the thing. So the revenue stream for the YMCA comes from memberships, comes from youth sports programs, it comes from donations to our Y from our community. So help us have a better Y.
There you go, folks. Mm-hmm. And we support the Y. Well, I haven't gone over there to work out.
You do have a card to get in now.
I know. Yeah, I do.
24 hours.
24 hours, yeah. And so that's exciting. I just need to go do it. I've gained a little weight and got a little slow. Worked out in the backyard the other day, and I felt it all over my body. So...
Welcome to 40.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm 40. Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll go with that. So, anyway, Eric, again, we appreciate you being here with us, and we appreciate YMCA and what they're doing here, what you're doing with it as well. Looking forward to the future as always, and of course, you know, the plan is to try to have you on once a month, every other month, just to kind of keep us informed.
Always stuff going on at the
because
Y.
Because
yeah.
I know that, like you just said, you know, it's a community thing. It's a project that the community needs to be involved in. Rain, sleet, or snow, red, white, black, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, brown, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's all goes. It benefits the community, and so that's what it's important. So, well, we thank everybody for listening to today's show. It will be put up on our website here momentarily. I've gotten faster at it now. Just a little click here, a little click there. So, everybody, you'll have a great day. Eric, again, thank you again. You have a great day as well. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Town Talk Show. You can find today's show on towntalkradio.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Town Talk Radio. This has been a Town Talk Media production. We are the voice of West Texas.